How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No, Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try.
Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are 5 product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's You Better You Bet, here to help you beat the sports books on 1300 The Bet, Baltimore's home for wagertainment.
LaMelo relocates. Oh my goodness! Living LaMelo Loco!
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Eric Collins on FanDuel Charlotte. LaMelo Ball. Wait, is it actually happening now? This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com. It's happening. I was going to talk about how they were shopping the Hornets, LaMelo Ball here, and bang, it happens. We make the news happen here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet. Breaking news. Sources telling ESPN the Charlotte Hornets are trading star guard LaMelo Ball and Josh Green to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Oh, my. Oh, LaMelo and Anthony Edwards together. This either ends in a trip to the conference finals or a fight. LaMelo Ball and Josh Green to the Timberwolves. 4, Naz Reid, a 2033 unprotected first-round pick, 3 first-round swaps in 28, 29, and 30, and 3 second-round picks in 29, 32, and 33. So, again, the breaking news here on Westwood One Sports. I swear, had no idea it was going to happen right at this moment, but we were planning on talking about LaMelo and the Hornets anyway. The Hornets are trading LaMelo Ball and Josh Green to the T-Wolves for Naz Reid and a boatload of picks and swaps. I got to take a step back and decide how we're going to analyze this. I'm going to start from the Hornets' point of view here. Okay. I'm going to start from Charlotte's point of view. And I have to believe that this is as much about not wanting to deal with LaMelo and his crap, which has not yet reached astronomical levels. And if you're going to go deep in the playoffs, is worth trading for. Like, hey, you know what? We'll put up with LaMelo being LaMelo as long as we know he's at the core of us, not just being a play-in team, but being a legit playoff threat, right? You'd be willing to do that. But clearly, Charlotte looked at it and said, well, but if we're still kind of right there on the borderline of the play-in, maybe we take a step forward and we're a legitimate playoff threat. We're not willing to put up with LaMelo. Then you make this move. And that's exactly what's happening. So I got to be honest. I don't hate this move for Charlotte at all, because while they have started their ascendancy, I think, I don't know how far they were going to get with LaMelo at the heart of this thing. And so with all the resources they get back, and let me just run down the list again. It is a 2033 unprotected first round pick. So down the line. And the first round pick swaps are still a couple years out, 28, 29, and 30. And the 3 second round picks, 29, 32, and 33. None of these are immediate resources for the Hornets, according to ESPN's reporting of the deal. The most immediate resource, obviously, is, well, Naz Reid. That's another reason I like this for the Hornets. I like this deal for the Hornets. I got to be honest, not a huge fan of it for the T-Wolves. The Hornets didn't need LaMelo Ball. Look at everything else they've pieced together there. Knipple, Brandon Miller. Coby White, he said with a question mark. Miles Bridges. I like what they've got in Charlotte here. And now to not have to, like I said, put up with LaMelo. I don't like this for the T-Wolves. I don't. This is not going, like I said, this is going to end one of two ways. It's going to end in a trip to the conference finals or a fight. Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball coexisting, not just in the same locker room, in the same backcourt. I want to be in that huddle when we're drawing up the final shot of the game. So my immediate reaction to this, I like it for Charlotte. I have many fears and reservations about this if I'm a T-Wolves fan. The pair together have the potential to be really good, Edwards and Ball. Like I said, it's also got the potential to totally blow up in Minnesota's face. Kenny, you're working on like two and a half hours of sleep, which might be the best version of Kenny Henderson I know. So I want you to chime in here real quick on LaMelo to Minnesota, because I don't think there's any middle ground here. This ends spectacularly one way or another, either in a deep playoff run or by the end of the year, they're just wailing away on each other in the locker room, just fists up, ready to go.
Yeah, I agree. This could go very poorly, but I will say on the surface, as a big Anthony Edwards fan, him and LaMelo together, I think, are the best backcourt in the NBA, or at least could be. I think that might be a stretch. I think you look at like Luka and Austin Reeves. Most people would probably take Luka and Austin Reeves over those two. But still, I think LaMelo still has a lot. Like, neither of these guys have played with a player as good as one another. So we'll see how this goes. But as a huge Anthony Edwards fan, I'm excited about it, because I just think all he really needed was a real point guard, because he's been the one with the ball in his hands, basically asked to create at all times. And he's really only a scorer. He's not a great passer. So you add a good passer into the mix like LaMelo, a real point guard. LaMelo's going to have to take a step back from taking as many shots as he did in Charlotte.
Right.
But I still think that they have the potential to be the best backcourt in the NBA. And I think that's worth a lot. And it's just going to come down to the rest of the team and how they fill it out. But I think they have I typed it in the chat. Their top seven is pretty good. It matches up with the teams in the West.
I don't like losing Naz Reid, though, especially deep in the Western Conference playoffs. If you get to that point, his ability to bang away down low defensively, like that was a big part of what they were able to do, especially you run into foul trouble with Gobert. If that happens, you're able to pivot to Naz. I think you're right, though. This is all dependent. And we're gonna move back into a Grizzly-centered conversation here in just a couple of minutes. So a lot happening in the last couple of days around the NBA. But this in Minnesota is all going to come down to whether LaMelo can check his ego at the door and take a step back. If he doesn't, then it's going to blow up spectacularly and Anthony Edwards will one out in a year. And that's the way it'll go. So there's your breaking news. Just when we were getting ready to talk about LaMelo anyway, the trade coming in from ESPN, sources telling them LaMelo Ball and Josh Green to the T-Wolves for Naz Reid and an unprotected first-round pick in 2033, plus some first-round pick swaps a couple years down the line and some second-round picks a couple years down the line as well. We'll get reaction from Fran Fischilla at the top of the hour, ESPN college basketball analyst, and also things happening in Memphis. All of these teams that might see themselves as making a leap from in the basement to maybe play-in conversation, the teams that look at themselves from being play-in conversation to legitimate playoff contenders like Minnesota trying to take the next step to becoming title contenders. Everybody's trying to make that move over the last couple of days. We'll talk to John Martin of the Field of 68. His thoughts on the NBA draft, all the moves made, and some Grizzly-specific questions as well as John is in Memphis. That's next right here on Westwood One Sports.
The NFL never sleeps on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore with us.
I'm excited for the way these guys have been working all offseason.
Dan Morgan is now the general manager of the Carolina Panthers.
Bryce, he's getting better and better every year.
The head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. Brandon Ayuk is currently a San Francisco 49er. There's a lot of buzz that he wants to play with you guys.
I commend you. You're competing. You're trying to ask. Nah, man, you ain't getting me on that one.
It's NFL season all year round on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports. Presented by BetMG.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
There's enough needless nonsense in the world already. Your phone plan shouldn't add to it. Verizon's new Simplicity plan cuts down on the nonsense in your life. Now there's just one plan, one price. $30 a line per month, even for a single line. And everyone gets our best 5G network. It's a phone plan designed to do exactly what a phone plan is supposed to do. Isn't that a lot simpler? Switch today at Verizon.com or at your nearest store. For new customers, $30 per line includes auto pay and switch discount. Additional taxes, fees, and terms apply. Unlimited data is restricted to on-device smartphone usage. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Empower!
After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And right now, new mattresses start at $1,500 during our 4th of July sale. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Westwood One Sports presents this World Soccer Update, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Already assured a spot in the knockout round, Mauricio Pochettino and the U.S. can play it safe in tonight's group stage finale against Turkey, 10 Eastern in L.A.
For sure, we are going to take the best decision, the best starting 11 that we believe that they are ready to play and be sure that we are going to compete, and then win or no win depend on different situation. But for sure that we want to win, and we want to arrive to the next stage with three victories if that is possible.
Christian Pulisic is available coming off the calf injury. Flo Balogun, Tyler Adams, and Chris Richards all have yellow cards. One more would mean a suspension for the next match. With this 2026 World Soccer Update, I'm Brad Heller, Westwood One Sports.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get one free set of Brake Best Select brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. Or get one free set of Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct professional grade brake pads when you buy two matching professional grade brake rotors. Restrictions apply. Get details from the parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kohl's Deal Days are right on time. Summer arrives, and suddenly you need shorts that fit, flip-flops that survive the pool deck, a bath towel that isn't secretly your beach towel. Get up to 50% off at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, plus daily deals, free shipping, and instant Kohl's cash. Now the only thing left on your list is having fun. Select styles, exclusions apply. No purchase necessary to get instant Kohl's cash while supplies last. Ends June 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.